back to the Rare Disorder podcast. I'm your host, Shivani, and this is the 14th episode of my Meet a Fighter series. So let's get right into it. So today, I'm going to be addressing the rare condition thyroid cancer. There are four main subdivisions of thyroid cancer, which are differentiated thyroid carcinoma, medullary thyroid carcinoma, thyroid lymphoma, and anaplastic thyroid carcinoma. So how rare is it? It is known as one of the rarest cancers. In addition, women are 2 or 3 times more likely to develop thyroid cancer than men. It is a cancer affecting the thyroid gland, which is a butterfly-shaped structure located at the base of the neck. Thyroid hormones are important in regulating the chemical processes that influence the body's activities. So, what are some symptoms of thyroid cancer? Most individuals with thyroid cancer are asymptomatic. However, when symptoms do arise, they include the following: a small growth or lump called a nodule, hoarseness, difficulty breathing and swallowing, swollen lymph nodes, pain in the neck or throat. What are some causes? The causes of thyroid cancer are unknown. However, researchers speculate that genetic and immunological abnormalities, environmental factors, diet, and other factors contribute to specific types of cancer. In addition, thyroid cancer can sometimes be hereditary. Ongoing research is being done to discover more causes of it. How is thyroid cancer diagnosed? Diagnosis is done through clinical evaluation, specialized blood tests, imaging tests, and sometimes even microscopic evaluation of tumor cells obtained by a biopsy. To confirm diagnosis, tests such as blood tests, thyroid ultrasound, and fine needle aspiration biopsy may be performed. What are some related disorders to thyroid cancer? Some include multiple endocrine, neoplasia, and other rare cancers. What are some therapies or treatment options? Usually, the treatment is surgery first, then radioactive iodine therapy, external beam radiation, and then rarely chemotherapy. In addition, thyroid hormone replacement therapy may be used in some patients. Now, I'm so excited to welcome Carly, who is a fighter of thyroid cancer. I'm so excited to have you on my podcast today. To start, I was wondering if you could talk about an average day in your life with thyroid cancer.
Sure. So I was diagnosed with stage 1 thyroid cancer in January of 2017, when I was 27 years old. I had 2 surgeries and a round of radiation over the course of a year. And then in February of this year, 2021, when I had my annual scan, I was told that the radiation did not kill all of my cancer. And so I was diagnosed with cancer again in February. And I had my 3rd surgery about 3 months ago. Mm-hmm.
All right, and then is there anything you feel that other people should know about thyroid cancer, like any misconceptions or just anything else you feel that other people should know?
Oh, yes, so many things. It's known in the cancer community as the good cancer, and because it has a good prognosis. And while that may be true, every cancer has their own side effects. And what people deal with and go through, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, and there is no such thing as a good cancer. And I think thyroid cancer is also very unresearched, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I think that also may be because there is a good prognosis, but there are the rare types of thyroid cancer that need to be studied. And I really think that the emotional side effects need to be studied because any cancer isn't a one and done thing. It's a lifelong thing. And I think reviewing the outlook on life and how a cancer patient, how a thyroid cancer patient feels over time would be extremely beneficial.
All right, and then what are some ways you are coping with it?
Oh gosh. Well, I exercise. I try and exercise a lot. And I have support groups that I attend. I used to do that in person prior to COVID, but there are a lot of support groups online. There are Facebook support groups. There are specific organizations in my area that offer support groups online. So I would say that those are the two main things, because just talking about it can really help. And you know, your friends and family, I think they'll be there for you, but they won't really ever know what it's like to go through something like this. And the people in the support groups usually have a better idea. So I would definitely recommend those to anybody who is either facing a new diagnosis or is in remission, because, again, this is a lifelong thing and you can't do this alone.
All right. And then have you ever encountered a major struggle with thyroid cancer, and how were you able to overcome it?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say this year, when I was told I had cancer again, I didn't think that was ever going to happen to me, because, I had a very good prognosis. I had, thyroid cancer is a rare cancer, in and of itself. But I had the variant, the papillary variant, which is the most common, and not many people have a relapse, or they're refractory, meaning they don't respond to treatment. And so when I was told that earlier this year, I was very shocked, and I had to go through more treatment. And so I just, you know what, I took it as, this is a part of my life and I have to keep going. And, you know, cancer, it does not mess around. So, I mean, same with COVID. There are a lot of different, you know, similarities between COVID and cancer. It doesn't matter. Cancer doesn't care about who you are, what you've been through. It'll come back, if it wants to. So that's just what happened to me. And I think you just have to be resilient, and you have to continue to be strong and know where your support lies. And, you know, I've been through cancer once, so I just figured I could do it a second time. So I'm ready for the third time. Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I know. It's really difficult, but you seem like such a strong individual, and that's really great that you've been able to help yourself go through these things and fight your battles, essentially.
Yeah.
All right. And then, if any, I was just wondering if you take any initiatives to raise awareness for thyroid cancer, and in what forms?
Oh, sure. So I am very active on social media, both Twitter and Instagram. I tend to do a lot of my advocacy work via blog posting. So I write a lot for organizations, whether it be sharing about my story or sharing about thyroid cancer, or sharing about the adolescent and young adult community, which is usually patients 18 to 39, which I'm a part of. So I write for organizations that focus on those specific age ranges, as well as rare cancers. And then I also volunteer for a local organization that was founded by a thyroid cancer patient, and we support teens across the United States with cancer who are hospitalized. And then I also run a support group, a virtual support group, with a group called ANCAM for thyroid cancer. And if anybody wants to check that out, it's for thyroid cancer patients and caregivers. And we hold a meeting once a month. I believe it's on the third Wednesday of each month. And you are more than welcome to check it out. So I've done a lot of advocacy work. I think that's really the best outcome of cancer that I could have gotten. Advocacy is a huge part, because sharing your story is what it's all about. It really inspires others and it empowers others, even if it's just one person, you know, it helps.
All right, and then that kind of leads into my next question for you. I was just wondering if there are any resources you would like to share that you have come across to help other people who also have thyroid cancer.
Oh, sure. So THYCA, THYCA is the main thyroid cancer organization. They have a ton of information that is both educational and supportive. They have support groups across the United States that are virtual. They used to be in person. I'm not sure when they're going to be going back in person. And then I would also mention the American Cancer Society. Let me think here. Bite Me Cancer is the organization that was founded by the patient with thyroid cancer who I volunteer for. There are just a lot of organizations, but not a lot of them cater to thyroid cancer, and I think that needs to be changed. I would say those would be the ones that I would first mention to somebody. And then the National Cancer Institute has a plethora of information, because it's a government organization. There's a lot of information online, but it takes, you know, really knowing where to look, and, you know, understanding what's real and what's not.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. And then just to kind of end off, I was wondering if there was anything else you would like to share today with my podcast listeners. It can be like anything in general or even something specific about thyroid cancer.
Oh, sure. For any patient who is going through something really hard, whether it be cancer or a rare disease, there are people out there that care about you. Even if it doesn't seem like it, and there are people who want to understand you and want to understand your story and what you're going through. So if somebody says no, wait till you hear a yes. Wait till you hear a yes. I would love to hear your story. I would love to hear how you're doing. Let me help you in any way that I can, without, you know, any judgment. There is somebody out there, whether it's one person or an entire group, and you just have to keep searching. Don't let, you know, the naysayers get you down, or people who, you know, don't care. You will find your true friends and your family when you get hit with something like this. And it's really hard to go through, because the people you thought that may have been that may have been there for you aren't, and that's really hard. But you know what? This type of thing, it teaches you so many lessons. And so keep your friends close that support you, and don't worry about the rest of them.
All right, thank you. And then just to kind of close off now, Carly, I would like to thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your story. And helping me spread awareness for rare diseases and conditions. So just thank you for joining me today.